I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, what happened to you?
Well, long story short, in 2013, I had suffered a heart attack.
At this age?
At the age of 41.
Wow.
Yes.
So, was it a small heart attack? What were the indications that you were having a heart attack?
The indications, my husband and I, we were getting ready to go to Mexico. And 2 days before we were going, we were painting our home. And later that night, my body felt sore. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just from painting. Mm. And my husband says to me, he goes, Jyotika, just relax. We'll be on the beach before you know it.
That's right.
You know, you can relax and enjoy and recuperate. Later that night, I was having trouble breathing. Mm. And my body just felt very heavy. Mm. It felt like somebody was standing on my chest.
Really? And so it was a heavy feeling.
It was the worst, heaviest feeling ever.
Have you had did you ever feel that feeling before?
Absolutely not. There right. were no indications that I was having angina pain, any chest pain, absolutely nothing at all.
Right.
And later that night, I couldn't sleep. The next morning, I said to my husband, I said, Jamal, you need to take me to the hospital.
Right.
So we made our way to Burnaby General. Hmm. And about a half an hour later, I was told, Mrs. Prasad, you've suffered a heart attack.
Holy mackerel.
Yes.
So did that damage your heart?
It didn't do any, luckily it didn't do any damage.
Right.
I was lucky that way.
So were there many arteries that were clogged?
Yes, there were. There were 4 arteries that were clogged.
Oh my God.
Yes, 1 at 100, 1 at 90, and 2 at 80.
So what do you contribute that to?
What I contribute to, what I've learned is a few things. Yeah. One, it's my genetics.
Okay.
My father suffered heart disease at an early age.
Right.
Two, I'm a diabetic. I did not know.
Oh.
I found out when I had the heart attack that I was a diabetic. And also, I was a smoker.
Ah.
I smoked for about 20 years.
So that contributed with all the other things.
Correct.
To your heart.
Escalated a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Better that it happened when it happened.
Yes. But, because you could recoup better.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God. What a scary feeling.
What a very life-altering, scary feeling.
So Mexico, I guess, on that particular trip was canceled.
Was canceled, it was. I spent the next 6 nights, 7 days at Burnaby General Hospital instead of the sun in Mexico.
When we talk about genetics, obviously, you know, there are some of the things that we can't do anything about. My family, like yours, is predisposed to that. We have high cholesterol levels. We look at food and the cholesterol goes up.
Exactly.
You don't even have to eat it.
Exactly. That's so true. That's so true.
And no matter how much exercise we do, we have to be on medication.
Correct.
So that we can lower our cholesterol levels. Stress is another thing that contributes to it.
I agree 100%. I totally agree. Stress was a huge factor for me, you know, and I definitely agree that stress contributed to this all happening.
You have a raspy voice, so I was going to ask you, do you have a cold? But you've answered you used to smoke.
Well, actually, I'm recovering from a cold, so.
As well.
It's been 2 years since I've smoked, so.
So you've stopped smoking.
Oh, definitely,
after that.
Yes.
So when did this happen?
The cold?
No, the heart attack.
November, actually, I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary of my heart surgery, so I'm going to be celebrating on November 4th.
In your case, they had to open you up?
Yes, they did.
And,
yes, they did.
And they had to put 4 alternative, you know.
Yes. I had open heart surgery. And when I was told that I needed open heart surgery, they said I need a quadruple bypass. So I was like, okay, you know, all right, I've got this news. I'm going to deal with it now. Come my surgery. It was about 3 weeks later. Come my surgery, my doctor came to me and said, you know, Jyotika, something's, you know, just not right.
Not right.
You know, with your echocardio. And I said, see, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, the diagnosis is completely incorrect.
Yes.
So he sent me for another echocardio. And when the results came back, which was the day of my surgery, I was advised that I had a leaky valve.
Oh, on top of all that.
On top of all that. So at that point, I completely felt defeated. And I said, this can't be happening. Like, could it get any worse? So my surgery was delayed another 10 days. And on November 4th, I had open heart surgery along with a valve replacement.
When you say a leaky heart valve, where does all the, what happens in that case? Did you find that out?
I didn't, I had, no. Like I said, there were no symptoms prior. No, at least right. I didn't, you know, I couldn't feel anything.
No.
But when I saw the echocardio being done and I saw the way that they described it is, in order to get to the third floor, you have to start at the first, get to the second, and then get to the third, and then come back down. Where with the leaky valve, the blood was not going to all the, you know, locations that it should.
Ah. So it was just.
It was just going wherever it wanted.
Your advice to people, you know, you explained it when you were talking about the heaviness on your chest, like somebody standing on your chest. I could imagine all that, right? So women especially usually do not pay attention to any ailments. I've been working, as you said, I've been painting. That's why
yes.
I have. And some people are too hypochondriac. And
oh, and think everything's wrong.
That's right. No matter what happens, they've yes. got to go to the hospital right now. Which is the... Is it safe and then not feel sorry? So go and check it out.
I agree.
Thing?
I would say if heart disease runs in your family, take the necessary steps. Speak to your doctor.
Right.
Let your doctor know who it is, you know, the extreme of the disease, whether it's diabetics, being a diabetic or having heart disease in the family, high cholesterol. Share that with your doctor. Push that you do get the necessary, you know, tests done. Three, when you buy that pack of cigarettes and you look on the box of those cigarettes and it says, you know, can cause or will cause heart disease.
It will.
It will.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's a temporary fix when you smoke that smoke.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it will damage you. And I'm speaking when I say will, it did to me.
Yeah.
And if you do have any sort of pain, back pain, lightness, you know, in your head or
right.
arm pain or anything, please go to your doctor, go to the hospital, you know, and get yourself checked.
When you talk about your diabetic situation,
yes.
Did you feel, I mean, you never thought you would be diabetic.
No. Mm. Not at all. My dad is a diabetic.
Right.
And I never thought, you know, I'm exactly like my father, my hands, my teeth, my, you know, my personality. But I never thought that Jyotika, you know, you are like dad. You may have, you know, diabetes. You
right.
may have heart disease.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about the family history.